From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Army General David Petraeus says he wants to expand on small pockets of progress in Afghanistan. NPR's Jennifer Lund reports the general says things only began to turn around this spring.
Petraeus gave an hour-long interview on NBC's Meet the Press at a time when U.S. public support for the war is fading and U.S. casualties mounting. He says President Obama's July 2011 deadline for starting to draw down U.S. forces is an acknowledgement of frustration over the nine-year military effort.
Therefore, we've got to really put our shoulder to the wheel and show during the course of this year that progress can be achieved.
Still, Petraeus says if he does not believe conditions next summer are right for a drawdown, he'll be honest with the president. Petraeus says Taliban leadership is not as engaged in fighting U.S. forces as in the past. He also defends Afghan President Hamid Karzai and says the two speak nearly every day. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Two men staged a brazen robbery of four commercial ships anchored near the Iraqi port of Basra. A U.S. Navy spokesman says the armed men boarded the American ship Sagamore a week ago, fleeing with computers, cell phones, and cash. Three other ships were robbed, too. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the flooding in Pakistan is a disaster like none he's seen before. After surveying hard-hit areas, he called on the donor nations to rush in more aid.
I'm here this time, for the second time, to share my sympathy and solidarity of the United Nations together with the people and government of Pakistan at this time of trial.
Millions of people are affected by the floods. The former med student charged with murdering a woman he met through Craigslist has apparently committed suicide in a Boston jail. NPR's Allison Key says Philip Markoff's body was found this morning.
Philip Markoff, a 24-year-old former Boston University student, was found dead in his jail cell. The Suffolk County, Massachusetts Sheriff's Office says he was alone in his cell, and the evidence collected so far indicates that he took his own life. Officials declined to offer further details, saying an investigation is ongoing. Markoff was charged with murdering a masseuse who advertised on Craigslist and robbing another, both at fancy Boston hotels. He had also been charged in connection with an attempted robbery of a dancer in Rhode Island. When Markoff was arrested in April of 2009, he was a med student engaged to be married, whose friends described him as an all-American guy. Prosecutors say Markoff bludgeoned one of his victims before shooting her three times. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Eight people were killed when a truck plowed into race fans in a remote area of the California desert last night. Authorities say six died at the scene. Two others died at a hospital. At least a dozen injured people were airlifted to hospitals, but it took rescue vehicles more than half an hour to get to the location. This is NPR. There have been quite a few demonstrations against Arizona's new immigration law, but today there's one in support of the law. Tea Party activists are gathering along a remote stretch of the Arizona-Mexico border about 70 miles west of Nogales. Senate candidate J.D. Hayworth, who's challenging Senator John McCain, is scheduled to speak at the gathering. A judge has put much of the law on hold for now. New state laws take effect in Louisiana today, including one that allows concealed handguns in houses of worship. Sayward Farr of member station WRKF reports many religious leaders say they will continue to bar the weapons.
Henry Burns, the Republican state representative who sponsored the bill, calls it a tool for church security.
Basically, I call it an opportunity to establish a ministry of intervention. But the people who carry the concealed handgun permit would be providing the gifts of volunteerism.
Burns says child custody issues, domestic abuse, and mental health concerns also prompted his bringing forth the bill. Louisiana's Catholic diocese have agreed to continue barring concealed weapons in their churches. Most other houses of worship in the state say guns have no place in a sacred space. For NPR News, I'm Sayward Farr in Baton Rouge.
Republicans think Democrats will pay at the polls in November because of the debate over building a mosque near Ground Zero in New York. Texas Senator John Cornyn says President Obama is disconnected from mainstream America on the issue. The president said Muslims are entitled to the same freedom to practice religion as other Americans, but he hasn't said if he thinks building a mosque near the site of the 9/11 attacks is a good idea. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.